Hello again, my friends. Welcome back to the Unschool Files podcast. I'm your host, Megan, and you are listening to episode 29. Again. Well, it's not the same episode. However, I, for some reason, skipped right over episode 28 and just went straight to 29 when I was interviewing Fran. So we're going to play catch up, do a little skip walk, and get me back on track. I'm excited that you're here. And there's so much going on in the world that to take any amount of time to listen to a perfect stranger like myself ramble on is truly my honor to host you here. This episode's just me. I haven't done one of those in a while. Lots to catch up on and share, and I know that many of you have been wondering about junior high. So I'd like to settle in and give you an update before I air the next episode. So maybe find a comfy place to be or pop an earbud in while you're doing something else. And let's jump on in. I have been so busy this summer, y'all. I've been working on educating myself in some new subject matter, thinking a lot about rest and resting, dreaming up this unschooler's rest retreat for 2022. If the pandemonium will just stop playing games, that is my greatest hope. You can check out the website for details on that as it keeps coming, but one important thing to note is that I'm beginning to think about crowdfunding for a couple of fully paid scholarships. I will be prioritizing BIPOC folks for those scholarships and disabled folks for those scholarships within the unschooling and self-directed education community. And it is my hope that anyone who has the resources or the extra cash to help make something like this happen is going to take the opportunity to step forward and drop a little cash in the bucket and help get some people there who really deserve it and shouldn't have to look around for the funds to get there. So if that's you, please reach out to me. You can contact me through the website or through Instagram DMs or just send me an email. And I'd love to partner with you and make that happen for other people. I know some of you might be wondering, so did your kid go to junior high? Well, my kid went to school, so the answer is yes and no. Well, we're all in school now, but it's a self-directed school. We explored options, mostly the local public school, and we played around with the requirements, what was needed to transition into that space, took some sample tests. Quickly, my child decided that the idea of a locker, friends to have lunch with, and even, you know, exploring some new material in the world of academics was just not worth the tedious busy work, the rote memorization, and just the general rules around what they could wear or not wear and how they could be in that space. Considering that this child has never really spent any time in school other than very, very early on, you know, like preschool, kindergarten time frame, they weren't really familiar with what school requires of us in terms of just the basic ability to be a person. They didn't remember a lot of the things around having to ask permission to go to the bathroom and things like that. So as those talks sort of evolved, other options started to look a lot better. It also happened to be that I was working on building a teen community cooperative at the time and exploring alternative models in the area. And basically, I just cast this huge wide net this year because, well, the pandilemma just really did a number on us in our communities. I think it's important to acknowledge that, right? I mean, the community builder call I hosted earlier this summer, we spoke about that. We talked about how our communities felt so fractured, how they feel fractured still, how people are not really sure where to go, how to build new ones, and are trying radically different things in an effort to just find a place to be with people. Different reasons for different groups, but it's all so painful the same. So I want to hold that with you. And I think that this has been one of the most difficult times. So the fact that we're still here, we're still breathing, we're living for the work of freeing ourselves and our children from the burden of schoolish thought and programming, we can still find a way to make community. It's just looking different now. So for us, in order to find community after a major move, I had to get really creative. I'm not on Facebook, so that really, you know, keeps me from getting to tap into those instant communities really quickly. Although I'd argue, even though it's been years since I've hung out in that space, I'd argue that those instant communities are really not so much of a community and a bit of a false sense of security in community. Because we really do need people in person, and I don't want to negate, you know, the connections that we are all making in these spaces, Instagram, Facebook, wherever it is that you're meeting folks, Clubhouse. But we also need our communities in person, and those aren't always going to look like just unschoolers or homeschoolers. Our community is everyone that we engage with. So I'm trying to remember that for myself. I knew there were people out there, though, that really wanted to get together and be safe. And so I built a website. I started hosting events. And long story short, I actually ended up interviewing for a position at the self-directed school. And before I knew it, I was hired and all of my kids were enrolled. So that's where we are. We are trying our hands at unschooling in a community school that governs itself. And my hope is that it will be with compassion and with the spectrum of humanity in mind for all different types of people and all of our needs. It is my hope that this school will meet the needs of every member of it and sort of be an extension of the way that I see self-directed learning as a practice, you know, towards freedom and liberation for, I mean, first and foremost for BIPOC folks, but for everyone. It really is for everyone. We can all become free from oppressive relationships that include the relationships in business and in schools and in our communities. So for the privacy of the young people that I'm working with and their families, I'm going to refrain from sharing too much about the school, but I will say that my summer was packed with learning and studying and doing things in a whole new way to prepare for the opening of the school. And it has been kind of an incredible experience. I'm learning a lot and my emotions are certainly tangled, but I'm really delighted to have collaborated in an environment that does prioritize the needs of everyone. So, that's feeling pretty good. I realized prior to our first day even that this work of self-directed learning, deschooling and unschooling, it is still giving me work to do, even just in communication and collaborating with other adults in this field. It is providing lessons on the daily, y'all, for real. So there we are. We are self-directing in a school, and that word still kind of gives me the creeps. And it's not because I think school is just, you know, this terrible, awful, horrible place, and that there's no place for school, because there very much is a place for school. We have a critical mass of children that need a place to go every day. And I know there's a lot of conversation around abolishing schools, reforming schools, lots of different ideas around what to do. And I would like to take those ideas and talk about them and expand on them more within this podcast with a self-directed lens. How can we put SDE in schools? And if you are someone who wants to talk about that, please reach out to me, because I want to have more conversations about how self-directed education can make its way into other places, because to have your children at home is not necessarily accessible to everyone. And I think there are a lot of ideas out there that could be really great. And if we bring them to the table and talk about them enough, they may just make it to the right person's ears, or slide across the right person's desk. Who knows? So this is leading me to feel a lot of things around how unschooling calls me to change. It makes us change. It invites us to try new things, to redefine ourselves and our purpose over and over and over again. It is messy, and uncomfortable a lot of the time, but it's also full of joy and pleasure and deep, deep dives, and sometimes shallow hangs in, you know, the most restful periods of your life that are sometimes brief, but sometimes very long, truly allows you to be a full person. But it can also challenge and change relationships, and they don't all survive. And I think that's really heavy in a way, unless we can kind of take that and turn it on its side and look at it from another angle. Maybe we're lighter when we're not in oppressive relationships anymore, right? But this can lead us to feeling a lot of things when relationships have fizzled, but mostly lonely. I've talked to a lot of folks about this, and the scrolling sets in. FOMO comes on like a tsunami in your chest. We need people. We need support. We need connection. We need safety. And this has me thinking a lot about the multiplicity of social media. I'm looking at you, Instagram, culprit number one. It's good and bad. It's truth and lies. It's social and it's not. My advice to myself, take breaks, check in with my local community, and not just the unschooly types, but our cashiers, our librarians, the folks that you see at the park or walking their dog down the street. Keep myself honest. Don't let a photograph or a story make me fantasize a life that isn't mine or make me feel bad about the life that I do have, because I can't take somebody else's circumstances and experience and make it fit me. I know what you might be thinking. There's almost no one for my kids to play with. All of our friends have left us behind. We don't feel safe in fill in the blank spaces. I don't have the blanket answers. As I've said, we're all doing things different. Everyone can't start a small school or get out and build a website and just meet people for the first time without, you know, any kind of buffer. Wider community care is maybe asking us to do something different about it. Maybe we need a network of families. Maybe we need a pen pal program. Maybe we need an online directory of self-directed learners to connect with. There's ways to get this done. It's just going to take new thoughts, new ideas, lots of growth and discomfort. But we can live well. We can support each other. We can care for one another as neighbors and as global citizens. But it's not something that one person can head up alone. We have to connect and do that with each other. So let's partner up and make shit happen, y'all. Thanks so much for listening to my update. I truly appreciate the time you have given me. If you have a couple extra seconds, please go and rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you are listening, because that's going to help other folks find me, find this community. And if there's anything specific you'd like to say about this particular episode, you can go and drop a comment on the square specifically for this episode in Instagram. And that's a public place to have conversation, or you can send me a direct message. You can always email me at theunschoolfiles@gmail.com, or you can find me on my website at theunschoolfiles.com. There's an episode that's coming up next that you're going to want to stay tuned for. We are going to be talking about unschooling and neurodiversity. I've been so excited for this episode to air, and I hope that you'll stick around for it. Until next time, stay kind to each other.